Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, second segment. Trying to give all our knowledge to the Philadelphia Eagle fans. What do Philadelphia Eagles need to do in the offseason? Or what's next for them? What's next for them is just more of the same. They're a very young team. Everybody's in their like apex of their career. I think salary cap wise, they're pretty good. I mean, I think their biggest free agent to possibly lose is the guy that they fell into in Zach Bond. And because they originally brought in White to be the starter, Bond came in kind of like a prove it, 1 year prove it deal, and he more than proved it. So he might be gone, considering that now you're looking at a guy that's going to go demand top dollar. So that's a big hole to miss. He's a playmaker. He's a leader. He sets the tone. But I will tell you, in Vic Fangio's defense, he's able to find some diamonds in the rough, and you won't be able to replace him play for play, but you can piece together one legit starter and then hopefully the emergence of some other guys.
Some other interesting free agents. So Adam Schefter put out his list of the free agents. Bond's the first one he mentions. Josh Sweat.
Yes.
Who had the couple sacks. Brandon Graham.
Yeah.
Integral kind of piece in the locker room.
And he's a legend. A guy like Brandon Graham is great because he's played his whole career at Philly. I'd hope he comes back. I really hate that Jason Kelce didn't come back. But I hope he... And, he doesn't want to probably go anywhere else. Unless somebody gives him crazy money, he won't leave, and he'll be – it's kind of like, all right, you draft a guy. Do you depend – is he dependable? Okay, well, you don't bring back Sweat, bring me back. I'm on a pitch count. Low input, high return.
A few other interesting names before the two big ones I think the Eagles will really have to decide on. Avante Maddox, Kenneth Gainwell, Oren Burks, who we talked about leading up to the Super Bowl. CJ Uzama, Nick Gates, and LaRaven Clark. That's a former Col, at least that name. But the two names, Jay, that really stood out to me from this list. Number one, guy that's going to be pretty pricey, Milton Williams, defensive tackle.
Yes.
Played really well for them. And then a guy that Schefter has listed as an offensive tackle, but who played guard for Philly, Mekhi Becton.
Yeah.
Pick him up on a whim, move him inside. He's a part of that, you know, big, strong offensive line. Those are two guys I'm fascinated to see how much they test the open market versus, hey, I found a home in a system that works for me. I'm sticking around.
Yeah, I think when Mekhi Becton, he hasn't had a second contract. No. If you get somebody that puts him in there.
If he still wants to be a tackle or if he's comfortable at guard.
Guards get paid a lot now. I could see him going to a place like New England. Considering that one guard from like East Tennessee that Bill Belichick took, but Becton go there. Because Vrabel likes big physical guards. Otherwise, he can probably go back to Philly. But also, you got to think number 56 for Philly played a lot.
Yeah.
And so they feel like with their offensive line coach, especially if Lane Johnson comes back, put him in at right guard, you can kind of piece together with 56. And then also you're saving money for the future for Cam Jurgens, right? And so that's huge. But I'm telling you, Burns, the linebacker, is an integral part in their offseason. You can't lose both of them.
Right. Those are two
now
starters.
Now you got to think. You think Nakobe Dean's going to come back and take Bond's spot? It's an if, but you expect it, especially with the injury they had. You got to bring back Burns because he's a lower price tag. He's actually played
better for you,
and you're not going to be able to play Zach Bond what he's going to get. So
he probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
Which is horrible to say, right? I mean, he earned every penny he's going to get. But right. In Philly's case specifically.
Yeah. And then with Williams, you have to bet on somebody's going to overpay for him. because he's played really, really well this year, and he has championship pedigree. Mm-hmm. Remember when they lost Hargrove a couple years ago? Same thing.
Right.
So that's fine. And that's fine. Now, if you're able to get him back, great. Now you need the Big Davis to get
Jordan
it.
Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter.
You're right. Well, go get it. Jalen Carter's fine. Now you need the Jordan Davis.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To emerge. Now he's got to be able to push the pocket. Now he's got to be able to play really good against the run and then effectively. Also, I think Philly does a really good job of scouting and developing interior defensive line, so it won't be that big of a loss. It will be, but it won't be. And they're good problems to have.
Offensively, should Philly get someone that coaches like Kellen Moore and try to rinse and repeat, or what should Philly do to keep the edge, the competitiveness on offense, and maximize what they have back?
I think they need to promote from within. Whoever would be the next in line need to promote from within. Jalen Hurts has shown you. Listen, I think that every year he's played, essentially since high school, he's had a different coordinator.
He and Baker are the two that just get right, no consistency.
So, but he literally every year mm-hmm. that he's played since high school, he's had a different coordinator. So you need somebody that he knows, whether it's the quarterback coach or something. You need some continuity. That's what I would do. Now you probably keep the same playbook. And then you just add a little bit of flavor to it. I think Sirianni is an offensive play caller by nature. He can step in and help, but ultimately he's done a really good job of being the CEO. You don't want to take away from that, considering this is dealing with a championship type of mindset that you want to hire somebody, empower him to be the coach that he needs to be, and then go from there. And obviously with the head coach stick is going to oversee it. You gotta make sure his philosophy is there. But I think if you go and try to hire like a Mike McCarthy or something like that, I just think it's just, you're just doing a 1-year rental. You're trying to build with your, right, with your franchise quarterback.
Sports Illustrated has its list of five through one. Gerard Johnson, quarterbacks coach at Houston.
Who used to be at Philly.
At Philly.
Yeah.
Frank Reich.
I like that.
Doug Nussmeier, who's the quarterbacks coach right now for Philly.
I really like that.
Mike LaFleur, OC for the Rams.
That's probably at four for me.
And then Kevin Pitullo, the pass game coordinator associate head coach at Philly right now.
I like those four that have some sort of association with them. I would probably do Nussmeier. I'll even put Frank Wright even higher than that, just because he's a former head coach and beloved in Philly.
Yeah.
You know, so Frank Philly Wright
wasn't, but
yeah, Frank Wright. Would be number one for me. I would say Nussmeier number two, just because of the connection, and maybe put Nussmeier at three, and then the associate head coach at two, and then Jared Johnson at a close four, and then a distance is the offensive Rams.
Yeah.
Just because of continuity, and I'm sure all those guys have some sort of connection. But I like a direct connection, so it's easier for Jalen Hurts. Because you saw some improvement, now you got to get the consistency there. Consistency comes from the same coaches.
Who is the X factor for that Eagles offense next year and staying at the same level? Is it Jalen Hurts, you know, going back to MVP form? Is it another similar year from Saquon?
Offensive line
replacements?
I think whoever becomes the offensive coordinator. Because you got to think teams are going to play better against the run.
Yeah.
They're going to find ways to do it, especially if you lose Becton. Okay, well, then the offensive coordinator is going to have to be able to find a way to have that passing game fit Jalen Hurts, but then also be explosive enough for two alphas out there on number one, and then also find a way to incorporate the tight end more too.
Yeah.
So more innovative, more creative, but then also more of the same. So it's an easy job to talk about, the hard thing to do.
Simple does not mean easy.
Yeah, because you got no weaknesses, and you have to worry about this sometimes as a coordinator. Sometimes having too many options makes you end up like Florida State was when they had that big portal Remember when they played in Ireland? They were trying to get everybody touches, and there wasn't any offensive flow.
Right.
It's kind of like having a basketball player, you know, AAU team with seven starters. You're trying to just get guys minutes and get shots. You ain't even trying to win. So ultimately, within what you know is my vote. So, anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back, talk about the Huskers tonight, give our prediction, and then we'll turn it over to WTF. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Norman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See Home Club for details.